a lady that called me this week. She works for a transportation company. Now, this company also operates school buses. They employ school bus drivers, and she was a school bus driver. She's been doing this job for 30 years. Most of her colleagues have been there for 20 years plus. The company just recently lost its contract with the school board. So effective in September, they will not be providing school bus drivers anymore. So unfortunately, they had to let the school bus drivers go. Now, what this company do, this transport company, did they have an HR manager? The HR manager made it very clear to all the employees, there's several of them, they're going to be let go. Again, all senior people.
Right.
That, well, we're a federally regulated company. Because we're a federally regulated company, the only thing we have to pay you is 2 days for every year that you work.
Oh, very nice.
2 days for every year. So, you got, so 30 years, that's 60 days, that's Ooh. 2 months' pay, big bucks. and she called me and, you know, very concerned, of course, saying, is that all I'm owed? And what's this the deal here with the federally regulated? Does that change? Because I've heard you talk before on the show, Lior, she says, and it doesn't sound right. So here's the bottom line. Here's what I told her. No, that's completely, completely wrong. The fact that an employer is federally regulated does not change a person's full termination entitlements. They're exactly the same, and they're based on the same factors: age, position, and length of employment. So the fact that she's federally regulated and her colleagues are does not change what she's owed. And in fact, for her, after 30 years of service, she was 60 years old, 24 months. 24 months pay is what she's owed. Now, this company, I think, genuinely, mistakenly believes that that's all that has to pay people. And in fact, their actual liability is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars more than what they believe. So it's very important for companies to get legal advice in these situations to understand what you're owed. You can go online and try to figure it out. And certainly for employees, doesn't matter federally, provincially regulated, big company, small company, you know, a company that's sophisticated or a company that's a mom and pop shop. It doesn't matter. Your entitlements are the same. And please don't ever make assumptions or believe someone that's not an employment law expert. For her, for this one lady, the difference here was $75,000.